Goldman says higher silver prices, but harder to get there. Silver's surge past $50 in London has Goldman Sachs warning that while the metal shares gold's momentum, it lacks its backbone. In a new report, analysts Lena Thomas and Dan Stroyven say silver may climb higher alongside Fed rate cuts, yet its smaller market size means sharper swings ahead. So, in short, higher but harder.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
It's 8:21. Good morning, I'm Vince Lancey. This is the Goldfix Market Rundown. We're going to be talking about front and center Goldman, higher silver prices, but harder to get there. And well, let's get started. 10-year yields are down 4. The dollar is up 12. The S&P 500 is down 52. The VIX is up 2.5. Gold is 41.27, up 17 and change. Silver is 51.26, down a dollar. Both were much stronger last night. Silver, being the more volatile cousin, has come well off its highs of last night. Copper is 4.90, down 16. WTI is 58.17, down a buck 50 almost. Natural gas is down 3.4 cents, uncorrelated. Bitcoin acting like a stock today, 111, down 4,000. So that may have been a panic sell-off, you know, because of the whole Trump thing and because of the altcoin disaster. But getting to new highs is going to be a problem if stocks get in the way. There are just too many people out there that look at Bitcoin as a risk on gold. And it still is, mathematically. Ethereum, 39.49, also taking it on the chin. Palladium and platinum still up. Gold, silver up, trading at 80 and change. Gold, silver could go to 87. I'd still be comfortable owning silver. Speculatively, grains are down. Corn is the strongest of the grains. So what is that? Well, maybe the markets are not believing. Maybe the markets are well, whatever's happening. If you want to look at the Trump G thing over the weekend, markets are saying that either recessionary or stagflationary. You can't tell which, but it looks more like recessionary than not. And the gold-silver divergence, it's not a divergence. You have to look at it over weeks. Not, you know, weeks are happening in days now, right? Sometimes it takes months for a day to happen, or whatever the expression is. Weeks are happening in days now. So this is a week of behavior. Copper giving a lot back. I don't know. Maybe China blinked. Hard to tell. Jamie Dimon spoke this morning as well. And he's talking about geopolitical concerns. Maybe he's throwing a little water on the market. I don't know. I have to look a little closer. All right, so let's get to our story. Goldman says higher silver prices, but harder to get there. Silver's surge past $50 in London has Goldman Sachs warning that while the metal shares gold's momentum, it lacks its backbone. Brutal, right? Did I say that? In a new report, analysts Lena Thomas and Dan Stroyven say silver's rise is fueled by private investment flows, not central bank demand. That's true. Making it more fragile. London's liquidity squeeze amplified the move, but Goldman sees that easing soon. Silver may climb higher alongside Fed rate cuts, yet its smaller market size means sharper swings ahead. So in short, higher but harder to get there. Volatility is the toll on the road to richer gains in the longer term. So you're going to have to stomach a more volatile market. Plus, in that report, we broke down Hattab Zero Hedge, Goldman's take on the Hunt brothers. They have a nice little carve out there. You can read that. We all have our own opinion on the Hunt brothers. Just read it to see what their take is. And we also create a little graphic for you. They go to such pains to contrast silver and gold to make sure they're, that we decided to put a graphic together side by side. It's actually, it's the case to own gold, not silver. And while I'd love to push back on them, there's nothing unsound about what they're saying. Will the liquidity problem fix itself? It should. How long? I don't know. Will central banks buy silver? No, they should not buy silver. That's moronic, in my opinion. Sovereign wealth funds should buy silver. Macro discretionary funds should buy silver, but central banks cannot buy silver. Okay, and here's why. It has industrial exposure. If it has industrial exposure and you're hoarding silver, even though you don't care about the space, let's pretend you don't care about the space. You're like, yeah, I'll take up 80 times the space to hold my silver. Even though that happens, you have industrial demand. So industry may need the silver. And so you're hoarding silver as a monetary asset, undermining your very economy. You can't hoard monetary assets that have industrial applications. It's that simple. Now, on the other hand, you can hoard it, you just can't call it money, even though it is the second best collateral on earth. Gold, silver, and Bitcoin's in there somewhere. We have to see. But that's the idea. The idea is that your sovereign wealth fund buys the silver. You make it a critical mineral and you buy silver and you hoard it. Wink, wink. Right, Jamie Dimon? You announce, like Russia, we're going to start accumulating silver at our central bank level. Ooh. No, they're not. In Russia, it's all the same thing. It's all a big pile, you know. Silver's being hoarded now. Why, I mean, why do you think Jamie Dimon is talking? He's worried about critical minerals and all that stuff because he got the order. JP Morgan has the order. I have no proof, but I'm right. JP Morgan has the order. They're the biggest, most systemic bank in the world. And for the U.S. government, they are the arm, the operating arm of the U.S. government when it comes to execution in a mercantilist environment. End of story. Moving on. There's the report. We have the graphic. We have the Hunt Brothers, yada, yada, yada. All right. Related post, the source of the silver problem. We identify what we believe is the source of the silver problem, and that is the London Precious Metals Clearing Corp and the lack of oversight of it. Founder Sunday Talk, that's a very long piece, but we actually talked about what happened yesterday before it happened. We got a little bit lucky. Founders Early Look, GoldFix PM, Silver's Breakout Defines, that's a big long recap. Limits of the Milkshake Theory. The milkshake theory is sound, but not talking about the risk makes the theory unsound. If it's a theory, you have to look at the risk as well. Hartnett history implies 6,000 gold peak next spring. London squeeze. I think Bank of America also just said $5,065 silver as well. So that was something behind the buys right now. Feels like we're getting a little bit toppy, but everyone's been saying that for months. London squeeze, the silver war between East and West. And that's it. A lot of content. Something to talk about. We talk about it. There's the chat. Hi, guys. The GoldFix, we sent out a founder's post today, and the founder's post addresses, I think, the zeitgeist in the room. Should we take profits? Should we add? What should we do? And I just threw out my two cents of what I did, how I did it, and the lesson that I learned through history of not doing it right. You guys make up your own mind. Data on deck that will or will not come out. Well, NFIB came out. Maybe NFIB might be the reason that we're crapping out here. We'll check the charts in a second. And there's really all the data is going to come out this week, but there will be no real data. There'll be proxies for the data. Someone will say, I'm using this as a proxy. There's a correlation of approximately that. And they may be good. I would say look at what Zero Hedge puts out in that area because they'll probably be looking at what the banks are proxying and they'll do a little bit of test themselves and they'll pop it out there. Anyway, so there's the data. Let's take a look at the charts and see what the hell's going on. Let's start with the stock market. That should be the clearest signal. And I think NFIB comes out at 6 a.m. And well, that's daily. We want hourly. That's Poly, if you're wondering what that is. All right, so the selling started last night. So it's not NFIB. Maybe NFIB is a little bit of a kicker. Didn't help any. I think this market wants to go back down here and test it. I'm thinking they're going to test 6,500. This is a. There's an old school trader, Jeff. He's probably listening. I'm going to say hi to him. We used to say the dead cat bounce. He's a Chicago trader, and I used to say dead cat bounce. The market hits the ground and rolls, and then just falls and drops. He used to call it the marble drop, and he'd say the market would drop. This is gold he's talking about, and silver. The market would drop. Bounce, hit the table again, no bounce, and just roll off and collapse lower. The marble drops seem to be coming to the S&P 500, lo and behold. All right, so there you have it. I'm not going to go through the charts today. You know where I stand on silver. You got to be out of your mind to be naked long, or you've got to have really big ones and patient ones. I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Well, thanks for tuning in and watching this morning's show with Vince Lancy. Sure do hope that you enjoyed the show, that your day is off to a great start. And if you had fun, go ahead and hit that like button. Make sure you're subscribed so that as we continue to see these gold and silver markets unfold, you can stay posted with the latest ahead of this history that is being made. And just in case you missed what we shared yesterday on the channel, well, that one is coming your way now. Please note that this video is not intended as legal licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions, and thanks for watching.